The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their nine convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to this edition of the Don Kroah Show. You got it, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. Get together and talk about some of the things going on in the world. Some pretty tragic and sad things we know these days. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure many of you continue to carry a heavy heart over the tragedy out of Minneapolis and everything that's been flowing out of that across the country. An innocent man, George Floyd, murdered last week by a policeman. Never should happen under any circumstances, but we have intentionally here on the show sought to bring some highly respected voices to these microphones, especially from the African-American community, to speak to some of the serious and systemic issues that really have to be addressed if we're ever going to be able to find true healing and hope for our country. People with significant things to say that we want to hear from as well, including right now my own very dear friend, longtime friend, and my own pastor, Pastor John K. Jenkins Sr., pastor of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. He's kindly agreed to share his heart with us. John, thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Don. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, as I've said to Bishop Darlington Johnson yesterday, John, I feel completely unqualified as a white American to even begin to speak to the issues the way that people like you and others can, and that's why we need your voices at times like this. And you and I have talked about these things in private. There are some folks, I remember years ago asking you about those who dare to say, well, you black community, you should just get over this. Slavery's over. Obviously, it's not over. So speak to this systemic problems from your perspective that I know are breaking your heart. And what can we do to begin to move past this?
Wow, you said a lot. You've asked a lot. But let me begin by saying how important it is for the Anglo community just to acknowledge it. You know, that goes a long way, to just admit that there are things that are going on that are just not right. They're not righteous. That would be a huge, huge start in the right direction. That's been the thing that's probably been the most painful, that these things have been going on for years, and some of the leading evangelical voices have been silent. They have not spoken to address it. They have not challenged the systematic things that have been just put in place to be at a disadvantage to people of color. And that would be a huge, huge step in the right direction.
You meet with some of these people in private. I certainly would never ask you to name names, but when you talk in private with some of these, because you're at that level, God's raised you up as an international leader in the evangelical world. And I know you meet with a lot of these people. Is there any kind of resonance, at least kind of off the record with them, or do they get it?
You know, it boils down to money, Don. I hate to say it, but that's the reality. Mm. Many are afraid of offending people. They're afraid of losing support. They're afraid of their resources drying up. And what that says is that it makes money the God of their lives and not the God that we serve. So most of them are afraid of losing support and losing the respect of other people for standing up for what's right.
I would say it's time for the Caucasian, the white community, if you will, the non-black community, to begin to speak to some of these people from our perspective and call them out on this, so to speak. Bishop Johnson and I talked about it yesterday, the analogy between the fact that even though they've come lately to the battle, the evangelical world has finally come and engaged itself in the pro-life movement, as they should have years ago. But he, I think, used that analogy that this is what needs to happen when it comes to these racial issues. Would you agree?
Absolutely, without question. He spoke truth. Because the reality is, the truth is that we should stand up for righteousness all the time, and we should condemn unrighteousness regardless of what arena that it's in. We should be for life both while it's in the womb and after the womb. After they're born, we should be for life. So it's unfortunate that some people have a perspective that's different than that. But slowly but surely, many are coming around and recognizing that, and in light of this thing we're facing this week with George Floyd, it's clear. I mean, for the man to put his knee on this man's neck until he couldn't breathe anymore, it's just
horrible.
This creates anger and frustration on our community's part. So,
and we do have wonderfully a better mixed audience here at WAVA than folks might imagine. We have a lot of Hispanics, we have a lot of Asians, we have a lot of African Americans, we have a large Caucasian audience that we really welcome and we treasure. So I'm going to ask you to speak to sort of both sides. If you could gather up all the non-black people in the audience and say something to them about this issue and where to from here, what would you say? And then also to your own African American community, what would you say to them?
Wow, you want me to preach a sermon here in about 30 seconds, right?
Well, we got a little longer.
Well, you know, here's the thing I would say, firstly, as I've always said to the Anglo community, speak up.
Yeah.
Let your voice be heard. Not just at the murder of this man, but there are so many other things. Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia was shot and killed after being tracked down by a couple of guys in a truck.
Yep.
Somebody said to me, or at least I guess one of the shooters said that he approached them or charged them. I guess if I had somebody aiming a gun at me, I'd charge too. What else was he supposed to do when you see people tracking him down and following him and aiming a gun at him? What else was he supposed to do? So, but the problem with that case is it took 74 days for them to file charges. That's unheard. I can't get it. And the reason was his friends were in the prosecutor's office. They were people that knew him, the brother, the father and his son. They did not file charges for 74 days because they were his friends.
Wow.
That's a problem. That's challenging. It's painful to hear that this man died like that. So, and I would say to our African-American brothers and sisters, how important it is for us to become, number one, involved in the political system. I'm pushing our church members to, we need righteous people in positions of authority.
Mm-hmm.
We need people, and that's true of the Anglo community too.
Yep.
But I'm just saying we need to be involved in the process and in the political system that shapes the rules and laws of our community. We need to be a part of that, engaged in it, supportive of it. We need to be voting. We need to be running for office so that righteousness will prevail. And I would say that. And also, you know, we need to let our voices be heard, but we direct our anger by changing the people who are making the rules and not following the rules or whatever the case may be. We express our anger not by looting, but instead by making ourselves known in the political process.
Well said. I wish we had more time, but thank you for these moments, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll have to do it again.
I love you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I love you as well. Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr., senior pastor at a great church, as many of you know, Upper Marlboro, the location of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. And we'll be back with more in a moment here on The Don Crow Show. Stay with us.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Were you promised your home would sell? It didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the hiding place at salemnow.com. Promo code WAVA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last February, a Sri Lankan house church service was interrupted by a mob of angry villagers led by a group of Buddhist monks. The mob demanded an end to the service and threatened violence if it continued. When the pastor went outside to speak with the monks, they attempted to assault him, saying that Christian religious activities would not be tolerated. Later that afternoon, there was another assault, injuring 3 Christians and damaging several vehicles. Police arrested 5 people involved in the incident, but the monks who led the attacks were not arrested. Pray for wisdom as this pastor and his church attempt to navigate the situation.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. In his latest book, just now being released, my guest this hour observes that our great nation is in the midst of critical events, the likes of which we've never seen before. And in these increasingly divided times leading up to the critical, the very critical, as we all know, 2020 election, I agree with him. Now more than ever, we need to be joined together, brought together around one focus, and that is praying for our country. He's written a book called Praying for America. It's his latest, and in it he observes that the great nation, look, is ready to move forward, but only by God's help, because otherwise I think we're in deep trouble. Joining us to talk about it, Dr. Robert Jeffress, as you know, senior pastor of the 14,000-member First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, Fox News contributor. We love his program, Pathway to Victory, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, right here on WAVA-FM. Also, by the way, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on SiriusXM Channel 131, Family Talk Radio. Dr. Jeffress, as always, a delight to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Well, great to be back with you, Don. Thanks.
Now, about this latest book, couldn't be more timely, of course. What prompted you in particular to write it?
Well, you know how these books work. You start planning and writing it usually about 18 months before the publication date. So 18 months ago, I looked forward to this time and saw, you know, we'll probably be in a very contentious run-up to an election, and we need to come together as believers. What I couldn't foresee, Don, was a worldwide pandemic that would bring the world to its knees, or, you know, rioting in 28 cities of our country, and along with peaceful protests. I didn't see what was ahead, but God saw it, and I think he knew that more than ever we need to be praying for our country. And what I do in this book, Don, is every chapter, there are 40 chapters, and they're very short, 3 or 4 pages. I begin with a true story from American history about how faith has made a difference in the destiny of our nation, stories from the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the Civil Rights Movement. And then I suggest a prayer to pray at the end of the chapter for one aspect of American life, for first responders, a prayer for law enforcement officials, for the families of America, for churches, and so forth, so that maybe Christians will think about taking a couple of minutes every day for 40 days to pray for the nation we love.
You know, as you mentioned, the historic aspects of this, I'm sure you and I both remember early on. I remember years ago reading or hearing somewhere, probably read it somewhere, that really part of the intrinsic communist agenda in countries in which it went to influence and change the control of those countries, one of the approaches was to try to separate that country from its history. And it seems to me that's been ongoing here in America. There's been ongoing aggressive efforts over the decades recently to separate us from the true roots of our Christian, our Judeo-Christian heritage, to the point where some people say that never existed. And that's really we paid a price for that loss, haven't we?
Well, we have. I mean, the secularist will tell you, the left, they have rewritten American history to tell our children that America was founded by mainly secularists whose absolutely overarching goal was to create a nation that was completely separated from any hint of spirituality, and its number one principle for guiding the future of the country was not to allow faith to seep into public life in any way. And I tell people, Don, that version of American history belongs right up there with George Washington and the cherry tree. It never happened. I mean, the truth is, America was founded predominantly, not exclusively, but predominantly by Christians who believed that the future success of our nation depended upon our fidelity to God and His Word. And you see this in story after story that I tell in Praying for America. And one byproduct of this book, Don, is if you'll sit down and read it to your children and grandchildren, these stories, they'll hear something I guarantee they will never hear in the public schools.
As we're talking about the history of the church again, and of the country, certainly a lot of people today may not realize that whereas today the culture is increasingly trying to marginalize the church, marginalize the voice of pastors, whether local pastors or global and national pastors such as yourself, and telling us we're really not relevant anymore. That really was part of the birthing process of this country. Some of our greatest leaders and voices came out of the pulpits.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the history of our country, Don. It was the Black Robed Regiment, a group of pastors who led the way in the American Revolution. It was a group of pastors who led the way in the abolition of slavery. It's the pastors like Dr. Martin Luther King who led the way in the civil rights movement. You know, when people say, well, I don't think pastors ought to get involved in politics, I say, oh, so you think Dr. King was wrong to lead a civil rights movement?
Yeah.
Look, our faith ought to impact every part of our life, including our politics. and some of the greatest agents for change, needed change in America, was Christians who believed that their faith had more to do with their life than just what they did in 1 hour on Sunday morning in the church house.
What do you counsel churches and pastors, because you pastor now a growing and large church, now at 14,000 members, and I'm sure still growing. On the other hand, it's, I have no doubt, a very diverse church congregation, yes, in every sense of the word. How do you as a pastor address that in ways that find balance and don't offend people, but still take a stand on some of these issues?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm preaching through the book of Revelation right now, and I was in Revelation 17 this week that talked about the unholy alliance between the false religious system and the end times. It's called the Harlot of Babylon and the Antichrist, and she was riding him, and John couldn't tell who was controlling whom. And I think there can be an unholy alliance between the church and government if we're not careful. I told our church Sunday, we are not an extension of the Republican National Committee. That is not the purpose of First Baptist Church Dallas. Our church is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we ought to do everything we can to influence God-honoring policies in our nation. God blesses a nation that reverences him. God judges a nation that disobeys him and ignores him. So to the extent we can influence our government leaders to follow God's way, we ought to do that. But we should not so closely identify with a political party that people can't tell the difference.
In these current times, we've heard Rahm Emanuel's quote repeated again and again, never waste a crisis. And I've said in reflection on that and response to it, God doesn't waste crises either. And I would like you to speak to what God may well be saying to us, because none of this caught our Lord by surprise. The pandemic or the violence in our streets or the tragic murder of an innocent man, a man who certainly did not deserve what happened to him.
Right.
How do you see God perhaps using these things, these events, to get our attention and maybe turn the nation around?
I think God is using this to show how utterly helpless we really are without him. I mean, we lived under this illusion that we were in control of our lives. I think the coronavirus dispelled that illusion. I think about all the things I had planned to do this spring. I didn't do one of them. I was doing something else. So I think this has brought people to question about who's in control of their life. It's brought them to the realization that man does not have the answer for every problem, whether it's racial injustice or a coronavirus. And I think hopefully it's going to point people to God. And Don, the good news is people are turning to faith in God. I mean, in the last 12 weeks when our church was shut down, we opened again this last Sunday, but in those 12 weeks, we saw 18,000 people come to faith in Jesus Christ through our Pathway to Victory program and our online programming. And I'm hearing those reports everywhere. So what Satan meant for evil, God used for good. And by the way, that's one of the things I encourage us to pray for and praying for America. One of the 40 things is to pray for spiritual revival, that we would take opportunity of this great chance we have to share the gospel.
Folks, we're talking about a brand new book, Praying for America, 40 Inspirational Stories and Prayers for Our Nation. I know you can get it at Amazon.com, my friend, because I've already ordered a couple of copies myself. But talk about why you chose 40 prayers. What's the significance of the 40 days of prayer? I think it's a great idea, but tell folks where that's coming from.
Well, it's not a magical number, but it is repeated in Scripture a lot. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness being tested. 40 days the spies were in the land of Israel. I just thought that it is probably more intensive than 30 days to say we're going to pray 40 days. But Don, one thing I want people to know, this is not a laborious prayer guide. This is most of all an inspiring book about how faith can make a difference in our nation now as it has in the past. And hopefully it will encourage people to take a couple of minutes every day and to pray for the country we love.
And you include not just the country itself and its political and ideological and other problems, but you talk about such issues that are very close to all of us: marriage, education, sanctity of life. That's all included in this 40-day prayer attack, right?
Right. Well, to pray for America is to pray for every aspect of our life, our homes, our marriages, our churches, and for our unity, and even with those with whom we disagree. So there are a lot of different aspects to it.
Talk about, in this last couple of minutes, why you, after all your years of ministry, you've seen it in action, you've seen prayer work in your own ministry and church. Why do you believe this is, in fact, the weapon of choice for believers if we want to do anything to save the country?
You know, we tend to treat prayer as a last resort. When all else fails, pray. Even Abraham Lincoln blessed his so-called America, called prayer, our last best hope. Well, I disagree with Honest Abe. I think it's our first best hope. You know, there are many things we can do for our country or for other aspects of our lives, many good things we can do after we have prayed, but there's nothing of importance we can do until we have prayed. And I just hope this isn't a cop-out book to say just pray and nothing else, but remember that prayer has a way of moving the hand of God into doing something he might not otherwise do.
One quick final question. I know some folks in their minds back regathered go for you in Dallas, because even around this area, very few churches have moved in that direction yet.
You know, Don, to be honest with you, I was dreading it. I thought it would be so unnatural not having a filled auditorium and people wearing masks. I wasn't that excited about getting in there until I got into the worship center. I couldn't hold back the tears. It was such a moving experience to be back with God's people. So I encourage people to open their churches when they can, open safely, but open as soon as possible.
Thank you, my friend, for being with us and all that you've done to strengthen all of us through the years with your writings and with your ministry. We love you and we appreciate you and everybody in Dallas at First Baptist.
Well, I appreciate you, Don. Thanks for what you're doing.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of a great church in Dallas, Texas. And this book is called Praying for America, 40 Inspirational Stories and Prayers for Our Nation. You can find out more about his ministry at ptv.org, ptv.org. But as I already said earlier, I know the book's available at Amazon and no doubt other sources as well.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health.
If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote by calling Term Provider at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-555-2085 or visit TermProvider.com. TermProvider.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. The nation does continue to regain its footing, so to speak, continuing in the aftermath of COVID-19. As we know, an event itself that literally shut down the nation in almost every area of life, creating a lot of pent-up frustration, anxiety. And, of course, that all heightened exponentially after the terrible murder of 46-year-old George Floyd just over 2 weeks ago. And that, in turn, triggering an ongoing firestorm of violent protests and looting and burning of businesses, even churches, and even more loss of innocent life in the process, by the way. And, of course, not only in Minneapolis, but all across the country, including right here in Washington. But in the midst of it all, we've been trying to bring some voices to this program to speak to the issue, especially from the perspective of African Americans. And one of them joins me right now. Pastor Buca Sterling III, senior pastor at Kettering Baptist Church in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, host of the radio program, Kettering Baptist Church with Buca Sterling. You hear that Sundays, 10:30 a.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA, and also at 9:30 a.m. on Sundays on Sirius XM Channel 131, Family Talk Radio. Pastor Sterling, it's an honor to have you on the show. As always, great to have you with us. And before we get to the topic at hand, I understand in April you marked your 20th anniversary at Kettering Baptist, and so I want to say a big congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you. Yes, the Lord blessed us to be able to make it by His amazing grace, 20 excellent years. So it's been great.
Now, for just a moment, since I have you on that topic, was pastoral ministry, was the preaching ministry, was being a pastor originally what you thought you'd be doing with your life 20 years ago or even maybe before that?
Well, 20 years ago, yes, because I've been in ministry now for 36 years. So, I definitely knew that then. But prior to actually being called into ministry back in 1985, absolutely not. not even on my radar. So it's definitely my presence in ministry for all these years and what God has been doing in my life has really truly been all God, and it's basically He arrested me to this ministry of the gospel.
And that's what holds us in place, isn't it? The knowledge that He called you to it, and until He releases you to go do something else, that's your calling.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I absolutely love what I do.
Amen. I understand that. Now, as a Christian and as a Christian pastor, and especially from the African-American perspective, I really wanted to hear your thoughts and those of others we've had on the show We've had some voices such as yours that are very worthwhile hearing. What is your own reaction? What was the initial reaction with the tragic murder of George Floyd, but also the whole larger picture? What are some of the things you want to share with us?
Well, I probably, like most, was very taken aback. I shared actually on my Friday night chat, which I do each Friday evening at 7 on Facebook Live. I was sharing there, I couldn't breathe. I'm not saying that to be cliche-ish. Mm. I lost my breath. I mean, it was so shocking to me what I was witnessing, what I was seeing. And it was almost, if I can say it this way, it was almost as if everything in me was crying out.
Yeah.
And I was choked by it. And obviously, you know, most people are very astonished, very troubled by what they saw, what they witnessed. But of course, for many of African American, it takes a different perspective because it's something that unfortunately we become used to seeing. Part of our everyday or at least our life story. I don't know very many African American men specifically, but women also are part of this audience, and they also have their different stories as well, but that don't have a story of some police encounter, some mistreatment, some injustice served, just as a result of the color of the skin. And so, you know, with that, I think it brings you to anger, I think, initially, and then as a child of God, I had to wrestle with, okay, what are you going to do with this anger? And of course, you know, you walk through the scripture and you remind yourself, okay, be angry, but sin not. But I'm like, okay, Lord, but what are we going to do about this? And so I had to, as you said, step back from it and look at a much larger picture. And a much larger picture, and I don't want to, sound, heavy on the theology, but I have to look at life from the lenses of theology that I've been given, and the scriptural references of the life guidebook, and so I stepped away from it, and I had to remind myself that this is not our home. I had to remind myself that, as the Lord said, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay." I'll take care of things. It's nothing that's happening that I'm not aware of. My eyes, roam to and fro. And so I'm running all this scripture through my head, reminding myself that God is in control. He's fully in control. And that he has a plan. He's working all of this out, for his purposes and glory and for our good somehow. And, of course, we don't always understand that and can't quite comprehend it, but we have to trust God in it. I think, additionally, for me, stepping back away from it, even a broader global picture is, just kind of being mindful that what we're witnessing is a manifestation of sin. It's promoting itself in form of racism, but it's sin. It takes us all the way back to the garden. It's sin. And so the fractured image of man that was once an image of God, and we're seeing that play itself out. And so should we really, as children of God, expect sinners not to do what sinners do in a sinful world that is corrupt, defiled, and God has promised to come get us from? So those are kind of some of the perspectives that kind of keep me grounded. And I think that I cast before the people of God to keep in their mind, yes, there are things we can do better, and we should. Should we expect that this is going to get perfect here? No, it's already. We already know it's not. But we do have a perfect place that has been prepared for us, and so I think we should live in our expectation and hope of that. I guess one of the old hymns that come to mind is "Hold to God's Unchanging Hand." Where it reminds us there that we should build our hopes on things eternal, because the things that are here are just temporary, and so we just got to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, as much as it hurts, as much as it is painful, as much as it is unfair and unjust. you know, that hymn just reminds us to trust in him who will not leave us. And I think that's where we have to kind of plant our Christian flag, and our life expectancy and our hope has to be planted there.
Well, I like your perspective. You're right. I hear you saying we have to learn how, and you in your situation have to learn how to handle it in ways, and you have obviously, that do not allow the unjust things that have happened to you to embitter you and make you actually become part of the problem. On the other hand, I like what you've said that, you know, yes, things will get better. We know ultimately in the end, when the Lord himself returns and sets up his very just and righteous kingdom. But on the other hand, as you're talking, I'm thinking of the scripture in another context, but I think it's apropos here that the scripture says, withhold not good to those to whom it's due when in your hand is the power to do it. And I think it's come to the point where people who are in positions of power and decision-making are beyond, it's past time for them to begin, and all of us to begin working to change some of the problems that have really haunted people and families and individuals such as yourself. And I think nearly every guest that I've had on over the last week and a half as a black leader has had some story or stories similar to what you told. And as they've told it, I thought, you know, in all of my years, I've certainly been stopped by the police, and usually it was for speeding, but never have I ever been approached in such a way as I hear so many of you, my friends, have been approached with predisposition toward you that is so offensive to me to start with, and so unjust at its very base. And so I think there are problems that must be addressed. We can't simply say, well, this is how it is. And I'm speaking as someone from outside the situation in terms of a non-black person, and that's part of why we've focused on it so intensely and intentionally here on the show. It's past time to, I think, to see some systemic, if you will, changes in this regard. But I really appreciate the attitude, Pastor, with which you're responding, because you do have a choice, don't you? Either get bitter or begin to really put your full trust and faith in the Lord. You quoted the verse, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And hopefully that will not all have to wait till eternity to be rectified.
Amen. Amen. And it is, you're true in what you say. There are definitely choices that we make. And unfortunately, in many cases, the routine or regularity for some, the impression is so deeply rooted. It makes it very difficult. But the positive thing about it is with God, all these things are possible. My first encounter, actually, I think I was probably 12 years old, walking down the street with my cousin, and two police officers pulled up, slammed on the brakes, jumped out the car with guns pointed on us, and I was 12. Wow. They accused us of robbing some house or something, and then later on, as they questioned us and, you know, kept the guns on us all the time, and I'm 12. Then another police officer comes up and says, they don't fit the description. We're looking for two men, 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
My age and height.
There's so much more. I have to break, but I do appreciate your insights. We can talk more about it. I want to have you back to talk more about your 20th anniversary celebration that COVID-19 kind of preempted for you as a church, but I'm hoping they're going to do something in the near future about that.
Sure.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Pastor Bukas Sterling III, senior pastor at a great church, Kettering Baptist Church in Upper Marlboro, and you can hear him here on WAVA and also Sirius XM.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us." Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us with the desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
I know it's an old bumper from Bruce Hornsby, but hey, incredible pianist, musician, huh? I'm going to wrap up the afternoon by again asking you to help us with our campaign with Save the Children. That's really literally what it is. Our goal, $33,000. $3,000 has been met already, leaving us a $30,000 remaining goal. But as I broke it out the other day, so easy, really, to get it done if we look at it this way. Now, I realize these various increments, not everybody can pick up on the particular one. For example, if 30 people, and there are 30 people, I'm sure, in this audience, who, if the Lord should lead, you could give $1,000, and that would wipe the campaign out. That would take care of it. Just 30 people giving $1,000. We've had gifts of that sort many, many times through the years because of your generosity. But others of you say, look, that's too rich for my blood. I wish I could, but I can't. Maybe 60 of you could give a one-time $500 gift, and that would get us there as well. 75 of you giving $400. Let's see here. 100 of you giving a $300 gift, obviously. That math is pretty easy. 100 of you giving a $300 gift will give us the $30,000 we need to go over the top. 150 of you who could give $200, or just 300 of you? Think about that, because a lot of you have already given this. Those who have given the been $100 gifts, $200 gifts, a couple of $500 gifts, $50 gifts. But if 300 of you, if 300 of you listening right now or maybe sometime this weekend would either call or go online and give a one-time $100 gift, that would get us where we need to be. So I just try to break it out in simple terms so that, and what are we doing with the money? We are feeding American school children who ordinarily really are desperately dependent on the school lunch programs, the school feeding programs in some of the more impoverished areas of the country. You've heard of Scott Wilder talking about the Appalachia region, and so broken, so impoverished. But that's where the food's going, and there are 30 million kids in the program that they have needs right now. And, of course, as you know, the schools have been shut down, the summer program shut down. That's why we are joining Save the Children, stepping into the gap. So anything you can give, God bless you for it. I know he will, and we thank you for it. The number to call is 888-884-4836. Again, that's 888-884-4836. Online, wava.com. Click on the Save the Children banner or just enter the keyword children, and that'll get us there. But think of it. 30 of you giving 1,000, 60 who could give 500, or 75 of you who could give 400, 100 of you who could give a $300 one-time gift, or perhaps 150 of you, $200, or a $100 bill. Many of you could do that, and many of you have already. 300 of you giving a one-time $100 gift will get us there. I would love to open the microphone on Monday and say, hey, you have really put it together this weekend with Save the Children. So, again, just want to thank you for what you've done so far. And, again, I remind you, $5,000 of the Passport, $8,000 as of now, as of today, is still available to double whatever you give. One more time, the number, 888-884-4836. Or online at WAVA.com, keyword children, or just hit the Save the Children banner. Hey, folks, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
And I pursued her further, and I said, honey, are you all right?
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Kim Meter recalls how God showed her his compassion through a woman she encountered.
She just cracked, and she moaned and mourned and wept for about 45 minutes. And finally, she said that it occurred to me that the only way to make my pain and my suffering stop was to make my life stop. And when you called me, I was holding a gun to my head, and I was trying to pull the trigger. And in the aftermath of that night, as I waved at her and her taillights went down the driveway, the Lord allowed me to see his perspective, that my tragedy was needed to stop her tragedy. This is the wild perspective of our God.
More from Kim at familyminute.org.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a health crisis strikes, it can be a crazy time for parents. But in the middle of your busyness, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Our lives can be like pressure cookers, and we can only handle so much stress. Sooner or later, we need to slow down. Make time for a good book, a bubble bath, or find another way to just be still. Explore new ways to refresh your mind, body, and soul. And together, we'll get through this.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
The number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting godvine.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.